This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, welcome to all of you who are joining us today. We are going to be talking about starting the new year right and keys to success for your homeschool journey. So whether you're getting ready to start a new year or just need some encouragement that you are on the right track or some ideas for getting on the right track, we welcome you to this episode. And today I have a very special friend on the line, and that is Meredith Curtis. So welcome, Meredith.
Thank you for having me, Felice. It's good to be here.
Oh, I'm excited, Meredith, because we are going to be talking about equipping moms and dads with some keys to success. And I don't use those words lightly because it is really important to have some things in place. And, you know, we've, I think, between the two of us combined have, I know I have 20-plus years of homeschooling. I lose track when I started homeschooling in 1986, so that seems like eons ago. And, you know, and I've learned from my mistakes. I have an education background, and I think in some ways being an educator hindered me because homeschooling is different than just trying to emulate the classroom in the home. And so I learned some things that worked, and I learned some things that I would not do again. And I'm sure you have the same story as I do with things that you've learned just do not work with your kids, and then things that work extremely well. So we're going to share some of those with the listeners today. And just as a shout-out, you can find Meredith, just the easiest way is meredithcurtis.com, and then you can find links to all of her great books and products. And Meredith, you have a book that is really great for those who want to homeschool and just need some handy tips, whether they're a first-year homeschooler or have homeschooled for some years. So tell us about that book.
I have a book called Joyful and Successful Homeschooling, and it's actually in two volumes. I am in the process right now of combining it back into one big volume, but volume one goes into all the ins and outs of managing your home and using your home as a school, how we learn, how to teach, how to schedule, how to do lesson plans, all of those good things. And the second volume goes into subject by subject, how to teach each subject with some curriculum suggestions and unit study ideas. And I also have a book called Quick and Easy Unit Study Fun, and that book goes into how to prepare all kinds of unit studies around living books. So both of those books are really helpful when it comes to the new year and planning things. So they're available at, I think Quick and Easy Unit Study Fun is available on Felice's website, mediaangels.com. And the other books are available at powerlineprod.com. You can order them online.
Right. And you can also, I think there's a link with meredithcurtis.com to get to that other, your Powerline website. So that's good to know. And, you know, I just love the name of your book, Joyful and Successful Homeschooling, because that is my number one point that I want to make today. And each of us is going to make 3 points. But the first is on attitude and having a good attitude and having an attitude check. In fact, I'm going to be doing a session next week on attitude. I call it your attitude and your kid's attitude, because that can really set the stage to your homeschooling. And I think that, you know, we forget how important having a good attitude is. And a lot of times, you know, we don't feel like doing things. And I talk to my kids about that a lot, especially when they're younger. And we ask them to do something. And so if you have kids that, you know, are verbally disobedient, they may say something. Or the ones that just droop their shoulders and go ahead and do it. But, you know, they're not happy about it. And I tell the children, I said, you know, that's the difference between an adult and a child. An adult has to do what they need to do, whether they feel like it or not. And a child only wants to do what they want to do, you know, if they feel like doing it. And, you know, it really is a matter of making the decision and, you know, obviously asking for divine intervention. And one of the ways that we were able to really change our homeschool attitude was to begin with daily prayer. And we would just pray as a family and, you know, even just get down on our knees in our schoolroom and just ask the Lord to bless our day, to lift up any special needs or intentions that someone had, you know, if somebody was struggling with something, or even if they said, you know, I really don't feel like, you know, taking this test or writing this paper. You know, we just lifted it up to the Lord and just asked the Lord to change, you know, their hearts and their attitudes. And I have to say, Meredith, that really helped us tremendously, because we were getting to the point where all of us were dreading starting a school day, and you know, it had devolved into you know, some discipline issues and some things, you know, when the kids were a little bit younger. And especially for those of you moms who are handling, you know, multi-grades, I had to begin with just two children that were pretty much on the same grade level. But then when I had the next three, you know, next 5 years older than Michael. So, you know, there was a bit of a range there, and then Anne's in the middle. So I had, you know, Nick, you know, 2.5 years older than Annie, who's 2 years older than Michael. So I had, you know, basically three different grade levels going in some areas, and as much as I possibly could, I grouped together you know, history and science so that we could all be working on the same page with those types of things. So, you know, what have you found? You know, do you have any anything you'd like to add to the attitude?
Oh, I think you've hit on a key thing. It's just bringing the Lord in, because the Bible says work at everything with all your heart as if working for the Lord and not man.
Mm-hmm.
And as homeschoolers, we need to be homeschooling for the glory of God, not because our children are so precious, because some days we don't feel like our children are so precious, even though they always are. And also that our children need to learn to do everything for the Lord, whether we feel like it or not. So I just really say, yes, that's awesome. And I think prayer does help us so much with that, because it takes our eyes off our self and puts it on the Lord and our purpose for life. And when you know you have a purpose, it changes everything. You know, you're not just going through emotions, but you have a purpose. So,
yeah, I agree. And so you had 3 points that you wanted to share, and the first of yours was to prepare. So tell us about that.
My first point is to prepare. And in preparing for a brand new school year, preparing would be involved in kind of laying out lesson plans for the year. I found that I did that, not in great detail, but in a very general way, so that I could know if I was on track or not. And then if, you know, I got behind in November, I could catch up so that, you know, come, you know, the end of May, I wasn't still doing school. I really like a nice long summer break. And so I like to get all the books prepared, get all the books ready, weed out the old stuff from last year, put it back on the shelf, you know, that high shelf where you can't reach, and get down all the things you will be needing this year, and kind of get the schoolroom in order. And get your heart in order with, you know, what are the Lord's goals for your kids this year? What are things that they can be growing in and excelling in? And what are things the Lord's wanting you to do differently, to keep doing that you did last year? So all of that is part of preparing. But then in the same way, we prepare each day by kind of, you know, knowing when we wake up, this is my agenda for the day. This is what we're going to do. This is, you know, my priority. So if something comes up, you know, maybe I can let this go, but I can't let this go. So I think when we stay prepared at the beginning of a school year and then with each day, it makes us feel proactive rather than in survival mode. And I think survival mode is a very dangerous place to be in, because that's when we get discouraged or when we get overwhelmed. But if we're proactive and we're prepared, it just sets, again, it's so linked with attitude. It just sets everything in a good place.
Oh, it does. And that goes along with my number two, which is map out your year. You know me, I don't really like scheduling and planning. How I ever got through, you know, my education classes and became a certified teacher, I'll never know, because we had to write out, you know, our lesson plans and everything. But, you know, for the home, you don't. You don't need a step-by-step, you know, say this and do this and turn to this page kind of a thing. But what I, the first thing I did that really gave me peace was to take out a two-year calendar. So I take out all of, you know, like for this year, it would be all of 2014 and then 2015. And it would just be a small, you know, calendar where the whole year is on one page. And then I print out a list of upcoming holidays. So I can grid out the weeks, like for Easter or Christmas or Thanksgiving, where I know that we're not going to be doing school. And then I just circle all the days that we will be doing school. And, you know, Florida, our, you know, our law states that we have to school 180 days. So I make sure that I have 180 days, you know, circled, and then at least that gives me a really good indication of what I want to do, you know, for my school year. And that helps tremendously with, you know, just the planning aspect of it. Then I can fill in the blanks. You know, I can plan and I can schedule and, you know, go through the subjects that we're going to do, because now with high school, it's a little bit different than in the elementary years. So that, you know, has helped me to, you know, get everything all, you know, geared up and on the right track. And like you said, you know, sometimes you find that you're off track because something comes up, and that happened out this summer. I had planned to really, and that's what I was going to say, like, don't be a slave to your schedule, because if opportunities come up, then you really need to take them. And this summer, we had, you know, geared up to really work on our SAT prep, and we're using College Prep Genius, which I love, and Jean Burke is one of our show hosts on our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And so the kids were, you know, working really hard on that and really focused on that. And then Anne tried out for a softball all-star team, and she made that. And then they won the regionals, and then we found out they're going to the World Series, the softball World Series. Meredith, a week ago, Wednesday, whenever their team won the regional, we had no idea we were going to be doing this. So it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, we've got all this, you know, stuff we need to do, and we need to get, you know, get our SATs going, because, you know, they're going to be taking it in the fall. And yet it was such a good opportunity that I couldn't, you know, not let the kids go, obviously. So it turned out that our you know, Anne flew up with her team, and they had, you know, accommodations and food and everything. So that was such a blessing. And so our family got to drive up And it was in Delaware from Florida, so it was like a 17-plus hour drive. But the boys came with us, my two boys. So it was really great that Jeff and I and our boys could go up and, you know, and get to see him play. And it was just an amazing opportunity. And some friends and relatives came that lived in the area. And it was wonderful. And you never know, you know, what kind of opportunity is going to come up. But you know, when Ann's actually not home, she took a little detour to spend some time with her cousins in Virginia. But when she gets home this Friday, she'll be home Thursday, but Friday, you know, we'll be back on schedule. And so if you have something scheduled out, then at least you know and you can go back and look at it and say, okay, you know, this is however many weeks we had left that we were going to work on this. And if we're not done, it's going to be part of our school year. You know, it's going to be part of their curriculum for this year as they're getting ready to take their test. So I think that, you know, it's so good to have a schedule and a plan out there so that you can go back and regroup if you need to.
Did you want to add
anything to that?
Yes, I was just thinking how when I do my schedule, I always put a catch-up week in the fall and in the spring. And then if we don't need it, we can, you know, go on field trips. We can play educational games. We can watch movies that are educational that we never have an opportunity to see. So, but I like to schedule that in because things do come up, like you said, that you want to be able to take advantage of. And time does not multiply, so you definitely, you know, that's always been a help to me to have those.
That's a good
weeks.
Idea. Yeah,
so,
I've never done
and then,
that, so that's good.
Yeah, I've really, it's really been a blessing, especially when, you know, you're having all the babies and things like that. So, but, and then my next point is to promote. And by that, I mean to get the kids excited to start school. And, you know, like TV shows give little teasers. The TV show at 9 o'clock will give a teaser at 8 o'clock and say,
right,
tonight on Murder, She Wrote. I know that because I have all these old Murder, She Wrotes, and they start out with the teaser. It's really funny. But, and so I like to say to my kids, I'm so excited this year. We're going to be reading this book in March, and I'm so excited about this year. We're going to give this kind of speech, and it's going to be really fun, and later in the year we're going to make a commercial and film it. And, you know, I try to really highlight some of the fun things that are coming in the year ahead and some of the challenging things and, you know, just get everybody excited about the year coming up. And because I think a lot of times instead of being excited that it's a brand new year, we can be, oh, we have to start school, and, you know, but learning is fun. It's exciting, and there, you know, there is going to be drudgery, and there is going to be discipline, but there is going to be delight, too, and there are going to be some things that we do that are really exciting, and we're going to make memories. And so by promoting the new year, that is really fun. And I have to do, like, I always have to kind of give a rundown because I have some very strong leaders in my children, and they always like to know, well, what's the plan? You know, what are we doing? So I've gotten in the habit of just saying, okay, well, tomorrow for school, we're going to blah, 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 blah. You know, it takes me like 60 seconds. But then I thought, you know, I can tell them what we're doing, or I can be excited about it and promote our school as something very positive in their hearts and minds. And also, when I promote it as positive in their hearts and minds, I promote it as positive in my heart and mind.
Right.
And it sets school in a different place.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, where I had talked earlier about attitude, you know, comes in, and it really does help a lot to have that good attitude. And, you know, it really is a decision, isn't it, Meredith? Because we don't always feel like doing school or feel like, you know, doing the dishes or whatever it is we have to do. But it really is making that decision that we are going to do it and just tackling it. And I think, you know, that's definitely part of it is just that attitude of, you know, we're going to get it done, and this is going to be a good year. And I love what you said about making memories, because my kids were talking about that on our trip, just different things that we had done during the year that had been fun for them. And, you know, it makes you, you know, feel good at least. Every once in a while you get it right, you know. we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to share my third point, which is setting your kids up for success, and then Meredith is going to share hers about providing for your kids. We'll be right back.
My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another labor of love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American History and an American Government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and I'm on the line with Meredith Curtis, and we do a monthly lunch with Meredith and Felice, and today we are talking about some ways to start your school year right. And so as we've been talking, Meredith and I have been sharing things about attitude and preparing, and you know, I map my school year out and promoting, you know, getting the kids excited about their school year. And one of the things that I found through the years that has been an element that has been important would be setting your kids up for success. You know, I've had some kids that have struggled, especially in the area of reading, and that is so pivotal in all of, you know, your child's education, whether it's if they have difficulty reading, they have difficulty spelling and writing. So what I did was I set them up for success in that, you know, we circled around the issue a little bit, and we did a lot of things to, you know, encourage them not only to still enjoy reading, even if they struggled, you know, we read, like, easier things for them, and we worked on some remediation. And I read to them a lot. We did a lot of educational things, and I think that was one of our reasons for being so heavily into science, was because it really encouraged a deeper level of thinking. And so that helped tremendously. And once my kids did read and it did click, then they were getting in trouble for reading because then they were catching up of all the years, you know, that they didn't read. And so, you know, they were reading maybe a pleasure book instead of what they were supposed to be reading for school. But, you know, I found that I didn't, you know, after the first child, you know, I didn't stress it as much, and I provided as many learning opportunities for them. And one of the things I found later on, which I wish I had found, you know, with my first, was the help of Tara Jenner, and she's got a great website, and I'll give you that link in a minute. But she always talked about getting the hard drive fixed in order to be able to pour in the information and having it stick. And her site is thebraintrainers.net, and you can find more information about that. But it really helped tremendously, you know, for us with some remediation things that we did. But it was important to me, Meredith, that my kids didn't think that, you know, that they were, you know, dumb or, you know, because your kids will say things like that, you know, why am I dumb or why is it so hard or, you know, things like that. So I started saying things like, well, if it's easy, that means you already know it. And if it's difficult, that means you're learning it. You know, so, you know, and then when they struggled, I would say, what does mom say about, you know, when things are difficult, or what does mom say when things are easy? So they would repeat it back. But I felt that was important in our home to set them up for success, because I know at times, you know, we get so focused on what they're supposed to be doing, you know, in this year, in this grade, at this time, that we kind of miss the overall scheme of things, which is, what is the real reason that you're homeschooling? And if you don't know that, I have an audio that I recorded, one of the first audios, and it talks about, you know, what type of homeschooler are you? And what is your focus and what are your goals? And, you know, you can listen to that audio, but you know, everybody should have goals for your family and also for your children and for your homeschool.
Well, that is so good, Felice, and you are amazing at it. And I just have to laugh the whole time you're talking, because I said to my friend Laura yesterday, she was over, and I said, oh, I probably have a message, a text from Felice telling me, asking me for my 3 points for the radio show. And it's so fun because God always has them fit together perfectly. And it's like a little adventure every month to see how God loves homeschool families and wants to communicate to them. And here we are just willing. And so he uses us. But so my providing goes completely along the lines of what you shared, because one of the things that we want to do, we want to provide for them so they can be set up for success. And so I'm going to just start with a few basics. Number one, provide Christian curriculum. Provide curriculum from a Christian perspective, from a Christian worldview. So often I talk to parents whose children have fallen away from the Lord, and as I delve deeper and deeper, I realize they're just bringing all the false information in the public school system home to their homeschool. Don't do it. Don't teach your kids the lies that are being taught in public school. Teach them about creation. Teach them that Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only light.
Amen.
And teach history from a creation perspective, from science from a creation perspective. And there's so many good resources. And I really encourage you to check out Felice's science resources, because they are great way to teach your kids. And one of the things that my kids have enjoyed is your book series, Felice. I always am talking to people about that, the creation mysteries, because
let your children
read books that are fun, but that have an underlying Christian worldview. So, first of all, provide education from a Christian perspective. Second, provide what your child needs. Now, all my children did Saxon math, and then we got to Shine, and Shine kept saying, Mom, I don't like Saxon math. Now, Saxon math is awesome. There's nothing wrong with Saxon math. But Shine needed something different, and so I had to find something different for her, because she could not learn the higher level math with the curriculum that had worked for all my other children. So provide curriculum that works for your child. And then most importantly, provide yourself as a teacher. So many homeschool parents that I meet they just want to buy a book and hand it to their kid and have the book teach their child. But you are your child's teacher, and you need to instruct your child, and you need to teach your child. And yes, you can use a book to do it, but you're still going to need to know the material enough to explain it to your child. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's so many other parents out there that can help you. And, you know, a lot of times, like, I'll do the history with my kids, and Laura will do the science because she loves science. But you are your child's teacher. Provide them with a teacher and be willing to learn along with your child. Don't think that by buying a curriculum that that is going to educate your child. You will educate your child, and one of the tools you have is curriculum. And and then provide little things along the way that will be helpful. And I know, like, this summer I created a class, an essay and speech class, because I realized that Jimmy needed some more work in the area of essay writing, vocabulary, and things like that to prepare him for the SATs and to prepare him for college. So I cultivated a class completely for him to kind of fill in some gaps. And so I just want to encourage you, provide for your children, and don't feel like you are not enough or you don't have enough to provide, because God is your provider. And all you have to do is have the heart to provide what your children need, and He will provide for you so that you can provide for them.
Oh, I think that's wonderful, Meredith. And, you know, I totally concur with Christian materials. And, you know, if they are not, you know, like Saxon is not just, you know, it's a math curriculum, so that's okay. You know what I mean? You can,
right.
Get away with that. But, you know, that is so important, especially in areas of history and science, because it can be so skewed one way. And whatever, you know, your belief is, you know, that needs to be covered at home. And, you know, I had someone once tell me, well, you know, it's just indoctrination. And I would say, well, that's exactly what the school system is, but it's not my indoctrination. It's the, you know, the school system or the teacher or, you know, whatever. It's their point of view. And they had to agree with me and say, you know, you're right, because whatever point of view is going to be shared, that's something that you want to make sure that, you know, you have a lot of discussion with your children about. And I know that there have been some courses that we've watched on video, and I sit with my children and I take notes and then we discuss. It doesn't mean that it precludes you being the educator. You know, as you pointed out, Meredith, you know, you can learn along with your kids, and you can also, you know, add to, you know, something that maybe you want done a little bit differently. And, you know, for one season, we really worked on writing just short papers. I just wanted them to get, you know, one page type essays done quickly, you know, and so we worked on that. And this year we're going to work on, you know, longer term papers and things like that. And so the kids are not very excited about that. But what I've been saying is, oh, but it's going to be so great because I'm going to let you help with the input on the subject matter. So, you know, Mike's eyes and Ann's eyes kind of lit up with, oh, you know, we can help. And they said anything. And I go, well, definitely one term paper can be anything you'd like. You know, I can give them 1 out of 5, or
right.
How many we're going to do. I can be gracious in that way. And if it turns out really well, then, you know, I'll be more apt to, you know, give them some flexibility on that. Because it does help if it's an area that you're interested in and that you want to research and you want to share about. And also something that you have some knowledge about. You know, it really does help. You know, with your writing, rather than coming up with something that is, you know, totally foreign or you really could care less about it. So that's the great thing about homeschooling. And, you know, also I know that I used a lot of leeway with when we were studying American history, I also taught American literature.
And the same thing with world history and world literature. And I was very creative in my book selections and choices that they had a very strong Christian content. You know, we didn't necessarily, you know, we did learn some of the you know, themes, if you will, of some of the pieces that are, you know, quote unquote, you know, required or they should know for, you know, a well-rounded education. But, you know, we went with more of a perspective like A Tale of Two Cities, you know,
right.
That teaches so many different things. But I remember reading some commentary and it said, you know, discuss with the students about alcoholism and, you know, how that was the root cause. Well, alcoholism was, you know, bad, but I wouldn't consider that that was the whole theme of the story, you know. I mean, it
right.
had so many different layers and so many different things that I wanted the children, you know, to be well-versed. And if you hear this, then you know it comes from that book, you know. And so, you know, I could use that, you know, Christian perspective and, you know, giving of your life for another like Christ did, you know, at the end. And,
right.
You know, and different things that are not going to be brought up in a secular curriculum. And it's really difficult in some areas, you know, unless you're Meredith Curtis, and if you need something, you just write it, because that's what she, I think 99% of your books are because you wrote the curriculum for your children. And I'm excited because Media Angels is going to be, you know, Meredith and I actually have a phone conversation after our session today, and we are going to be, you know, selling those books online, which is a really shows you how much I love Meredith, because I don't sell anybody else's curriculum on my website. But I really love Meredith's books, and everything she has is really an amazing quality. And she has put a lot of thought into her writing and her products. And, you know, when you pick up a book that, you know, she actually wrote this for her own kids, or a small co-op that she taught, or, you know, taught with others. And so, Meredith, I just really, you know, love your stuff, and I'm excited that we're going to be able to do that on our website.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Meredith, you know, as we end the session today, do you have any last thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes. In Psalm 90, it says, teach us to number our days that we can gain a heart of wisdom. So step back and realize that this year will go quickly, and the years of homeschooling will go quickly, so enjoy this year. Do all that you need to do. Enjoy all that you need to enjoy, and draw closer to your children. Keep relationships in mind and your family's relationship with the Lord, and let this year be an awesome one that at the end of the year you'll say, wow, that was a great year. I'm glad I made the choices I made. So have a great year.
And I agree. And, you know, God has given us these children for such a short time. I was sharing with Meredith before we went live that I'm almost like an empty nester just for this past week, because, as I shared earlier, my daughter played in Delaware, which is close to Virginia. My sister-in-law came up and she took Nicholas back to Virginia with her, and then she went back and picked up Annie after her last game, because we needed to get home. And so I've been without my, you know, just turned 19-year-old and 16-year-old, and I have Michael home, who's 14, and, you know, Neil's older, you know, he's an adult. And so it's just like I have one child at home. And it's so quiet. There's, you know, there's just like, you know, everybody has said that, you know, it's just like, where's all the noise and everything. And, you know, it's just reminding me, as I gear up for our new year, we don't begin till after Labor Day. I started doing that a couple of years ago just because there were some things I wanted to plan, for the summer. And it just gave us a little bit of a longer time. to take that break. But, you know, as I plan for our year and I've got, you know, most of our books and that kind of thing, you know, it's just reminding me again that, you know, this is for such a short season. It seems like it's forever. And, you know, I had the dual blessing, if you will, of having, you know, my two children when I was, you know, in my younger years, and then having another three in my, you know, 30s and 40s. And so I've really been blessed with being able to homeschool a little bit longer than, you know, I may otherwise have. And I just really thank the Lord for that, Meredith. I know you keep saying that you're not ready to end your homeschooling.
No, I'm not.
Because how many, what year is Jimmy this year?
Jimmy's a junior, so I have 2 years left.
Yeah, he's the same as Ann then. Yeah, he and Ann are the same year, but I've still got Michael, so. But yeah, you know, it's something for some of us that is a lifestyle, you know, and it's something that we enjoy doing and sharing with our children. And so I know that the Lord will provide for us whatever season we're in and give us direction. But I just love, you know, Psalm 127:3-5 that, you know, just reminds us again that, you know, God has given us these kids and that, you know, we are to nurture them as he allows, and also remember that they're not ours forever. That's more to myself than to
right.
you,
Meredith. Right.
You know, we just thank God for this opportunity to homeschool and to come to you, you know, from our homes to your home. And I hope that this show has been a blessing for you. And Meredith has a show that is hosted sometimes by Meredith and other people, and that is the Finish Well radio show. Tell us a little bit about that, Meredith.
The Finish Well radio show, we just had a show last week about family vacations. That was quite funny. So if you have an opportunity, go to the Finish Well page, the radio page, and listen in. But we are, Rose is hosting the next one also. It's the first Monday of every month. And it is a show for teens and their families. And we have a great time. And we just talk about things that apply to the teen homeschooler. And we have a lot of fun, a lot of teens on the show actually speaking to other teens. So we've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it is a blessing because it is a great group of kids that I've had the pleasure of getting to know through the years. So, well, Meredith, thanks again for joining us, joining me on this, you know, monthly show that we do. And as I like to say, you know, we're like this little tag team. Like you said, you know, God just loves homeschoolers, that he just wants to encourage all of you to homeschool and to continue on. And I pray that this show has been a blessing. So thanks again, Meredith, for coming on today and sharing, you know, your tips and helpful hints. And I look forward to recording with you next month.
Yes, thank you very much, Felice. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.